Tropical Cyclone Alfred is already making an impact with strong winds as it barrels towards southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. Its track west stalled overnight, meaning it's now expected to make landfall a little later tomorrow. Meteorologist Tony Auden tells us what the Sunshine Coast can expect.
In terms of the heavy rain squalls, we can still get hit by a little bit of rain on those outer bands of Alfred pretty much any time from this afternoon and evening. But that really heavy, continuous rain is more likely at landfall. So really, we should be bunkering down, not planning on going out and about at all if you can avoid it. And just be prepared that we might have to stay bunkered down a little bit more into Saturday. And if the rain lingers, possibly into Sunday as well.
The delay has given us a bit more time to prepare. Chair of the local disaster management group, Rosanna Natoli, with this advice.
Sandbagging stations are still open today. We know with the cyclone slowing down, it may delay when we feel the harshest effects. So please keep up to date with the latest information from the Bureau of Meteorology and from Council's Disaster Hub. And if you do receive messages and alerts from Council today, please read and follow those instructions, because we will only send messaging when it's absolutely vital for you to follow them.
There are now four refuge centres open at the Noosa Leisure Centre, the Nambour Showgrounds, the Lansborough Sports Complex and at Caloundra Indoor Stadium. Both Lansborough and Nambour can accept livestock, while domestic pets are also welcome. And SES Sunshine Coast Unit Controller Jason Pascoe has praised our SES volunteers and the community for keeping a cool head during preparations.
One thing I'm really grateful for is how people are helping each other out. So yes, come down to the sandbag distribution centres. There is a big list on the Sunshine Coast Council website as well as the Noosa website. You can get your sandbags and sand from there. Just make sure you bring gloves, shovel if you can, wear clothes, shoes and pants. Thank you to all of those that are out there that are staying at those sandbag places and helping others fill their bags. That is just so wonderful to see those people doing that.
Also, briefly, three people suffered burns in separate incidents overnight. A man at Veterans suffered burns to his arms when a fire broke out inside the bedroom of his home. A woman aged in her 20s was transported to Sunshine Coast University Hospital with smoke inhalation after a fire started in the garage of her home at Meriden Plains. And finally, a man aged in his 50s sustained minor burns to his arms following a reported gas bottle fire at a home at Watulla just after 7 p.m.